University President Manu Shafiq addressed students and faculty in a video message.
What we can do is be an exemplar of a better world where people who disagree do so civilly, recognize each other's humanity, and show empathy and compassion for one another.
6 months ago in Lewiston, Maine, a gunman killed 8 people at a bowling alley, then 10 more at a nearby bar and pool hall. It was the worst mass shooting in that state's history. Last night, the bowling alley reopened.
It was definitely like being at home again. It's a home away from home.
I couldn't see this place not reopen. I don't know where we'd be. You need it.
The clock is ticking down for horse racing fans in the nation.
A new racing service at $300 million paddock await Kentucky Derby 150 at Churchill Downs. A full field of 20 go to post. The favorite is Fierceness, trained by Todd Fletcher, who will saddle his record 65th mount. The second choice is Sierra Leone. Hall of Fame trainer 88-year-old Dwayne Lucas will have his 50th mount in Just Steel. Ed Peek for CBS News, Churchill Downs, Louisville.
The IRS says it's working to fix a disparity that means black taxpayers are audited more than non-blacks. A 2023 study by the Treasury Department found that IRS algorithms picked black taxpayers for audits at nearly 5 times the rate of other people. This is CBS News.
Don't pay retail for diamonds. Come to cleanorigin.com, the lab-grown diamond experts. Mention code RADIO10 for 10% off. CleanORIGIN.com, online or one of our retail stores.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
We're going to have policy arguments for the rest of time. But at base, I want my president to be a decent person. I firmly believe that Joe Biden always is trying to do the right thing, that he is a decent man. And in sharp contrast, we've got a man who thinks it's a good thing that stars get to commit sexual assault. And we know that because he said it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media network. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For Social Security, so that younger workers can anticipate full benefits. Some Republican lawmakers have floated cuts, but senior advocates contend that any solutions to make the program stronger should not be tied to deficit talks. This is Mike Moen for Wisconsin News Connection.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Beck.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, showers and thunderstorms are likely. We'll have highs in the mid-70s. Showers and storms tonight with a low around 48. Clearing out for tomorrow, lots of sunshine on your Sunday, a high near 63. For Monday, mostly sunny, a high of 65. More storms by Tuesday.
It's 60 at our studios.
Earl Ingram.
Monday morning, join me as I stroll through memory lane and take in the sounds of the Motor City. It's Motown Mondays.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 till 10.
You're listening to WRJN, Racine and Kenosha's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Hey there, folks. Welcome to the Cripescast. This is the podcast where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest. We are brought to you by Jolly Good Soda. And here's today's episode. Hey, folks. How we doing? Welcome to the Cripescast. Today, we are talking to Mike and Pat from the Crash Dummies podcast. It's a great podcast if you haven't listened. It's very, it has some similarities to the Bellied Up podcast where they take a lot of callers and, yeah, it's a lot of fun. So make sure you check that out. Before we, talk to Mike and Pat, we got, Colleen over here in the Cripescast studio.
Hey.
What's up, Colleen? How we living?
We're living good. It's a lovely fall day and it's Thanksgiving weekend, so, or Thanksgiving week or whatever.
Yeah. So what are you staying in town? Are you getting out of town? What's going on?
I'm going out of town, or I'm going home to see my family.
Yeah.
In Minnesota. I'm very excited.
Are you?
Yeah. Yeah. My sister-in-law is like going to have a baby any day now. So I get to go see and be around for that.
Oh, that's great.
And
do we know when the baby's due?
Due December 8th, but full term is 37 weeks, which I don't think people know. Like, when you think of pregnancy, I don't know if you have any concept of, like...
Oh, yeah, no. My mom only had 10 kids after me. I have no
concept. Yeah, but you don't have any concept of, like, timelines. When do you... What's full term?
All right. I don't know.
No, like, when people
full
think...
Full term, 9 months, right?
Right. So that's what people
nine
think.
9 times 4, 36.
Look at you with your
I know my multiplication tables.
Why did I think, okay, for some reason, 42 weeks was in my head.
42?
I think that is like the last possible time that you can have a kid in you.
Mm-hmm.
That being said, her due date is December 8th, but she's already like, I'm going to refrain from details about her body, but she's already showing signs of that she's like going to be going.
Yeah.
So we think it's going to come early. We don't know if it's boy or girl. And so I'm super excited and I'm just like crafting away at things for the baby when they come. And so, yeah, I'm excited to go home and like help and be around for that stuff because I haven't been. So,
yeah, because you've been stuck here.
Yeah.
Working.
Yeah.
For some
working
hack
nine
comedian.
To five. Anytime 9 to 5 comes on, that have you seen that movie? 9 to 5?
I know.
With like Dolly Parton and all them. Great movie if you haven't seen it. Dolly Parton, Jane Fonda. Who's the other girl? I can't remember. Oh, something. I don't know. But they hate their boss and they think of ways to kill him. And so anytime that song comes on, I'm just kind of like, I resonate.
Mm-hmm.
And if you hear that Charlie Barron's is murdered, you can come back to this podcast episode. But no. So, yeah, I'm excited to go back for Thanksgiving and do Blackout Wednesday and all that stuff with my friends.
Oh, God. Blackout Wednesday. I know I'm old because I have no desire to ever do that ever again.
Yeah.
I hate going to a crowded bar.
No, now I'm at an age now where we'll just do a wine night and get sloshed. Like, that's okay. The way that I want to do it.
That's a game plan. I don't even, you know what? I do not, my body, I don't think can physically get drunk anymore. Like, I stop before. Have you seen me drunk recently?
The last time I saw it was in Minneapolis when we were there last summer.
Yeah, that was probably... And I was not feeling good the next morning. I don't know. I just don't know if my body can handle it. Like, I'll drink. I'll have a few drinks. But I, if, like, my body's, which I'm actually very thankful for, it just stops drinking. Just starts drinking water. And
yeah.
I get made fun of for it all the time.
You know what you have to do? You put a lime in it in a straw and nobody knows.
Oh, I get a bitters and soda.
That's perfect.
I just had to do bitters and soda. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it looks like it's a...
Whiskey or something.
Yeah, it looks like it's kind of a... And not a fruity drink because it's brown. Brown,
right.
Bitters is brown. But, and there is a little alcohol in bitters. But
or
it's a very
just,
low alcoholic beverage.
You know what would be baller is if you just got like straight up an iced tea and then you told people we're doing Long Island iced teas and you're like, oh my God, he's an alcoholic.
I know.
Like, that's kind of a vibe.
No, but then I don't, I'm trying to go to bed, you know?
Iced tea's not that much caffeine.
I mean, I don't need it. I'm just trying to maintain and get
yeah.
out.
You could just do seltzer water. And
I
then
just
say
know
it's
I just know I'm getting old because I'm just trying to find the quickest way to bed a lot of times at the bar.
That's so fair. I've contemplated getting a dog just so that's my reason for getting home. So I'm like, I can't stay out. I got to go get the dog.
Just have an imaginary dog.
Yeah. And there's like, we can't wait to meet your dog. And I'm like, oh, they're in training right now. Sorry. They're at boot camp.
That's really funny.
But like, yeah
where's the dog? My sister's watching him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wait, that's my sister too. You mean Maggie? No, the other one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Addie? No, the other one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just keep going through sisters.
I love it.
No, but I want to be a party pooper for you and your friends. It'll be nice to go see your friends away from home.
Yeah. It'll be I'm like tired right now, so I'm not like excited to drink, but I'm sure as soon as I like get home tonight, I'll be like, glass of wine.
Oh my God, you're leaving for home tonight?
I'm leaving.
You're driving?
I'm leaving tomorrow morning. Anyway, today's episode.
Yeah, today's episode. So what I love about it is Crash Dummies podcast. It's a Milwaukee podcast. These are both Mike and Pat, great, great dudes. Mm-hmm. Had them in here. You'll tell by this podcast.
There wasn't one cohesive like theme throughout the whole thing.
We were just riffing. And it's super fun, you know, when you get, other like comics podcasters in the deal. Because, yeah, there are really no rules. And we kind of got their story more toward the end, if you're interested in how Crash Dummies podcast started. It's cool that they're in Milwaukee, though. And we're going to do, I was talking to Mike just before this intro, and we're going to do some collab videos. So you guys can look out for those. It's going to be a lot of fun. That being said, we will now get to my conversation with Mike and Pat, the hosts of the Crash Dummies podcast. Well, thank you guys for coming out.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
Actually wasn't that far of a drive, to be honest.
Yeah. Yeah. Where'd you come over from?
I don't know why we thought you lived in like,
way up north.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
We're definitely stereotyping you. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah. Like you stay inside of a Quick Trip for sure.
I always thought we're pulling beer. Yeah. You have to walk through the beer freezer. Yeah. You have to pull like the Miller Lights three times.
You have to say Charlie three times to get in. Charlie.
Door just opens. Yeah, yeah. You walk through.
That's what we thought. That's what we thought.
Yeah. This is close.
Yeah, yeah, this is close. I like this.
It's nice. Where are you guys at?
Milwaukee.
Yeah. Oh, you don't want to give the specific address?
None.
Come on, dude. Dox yourself.
I don't even think it's technically in Milwaukee, is it?
No,
the news definitely gave us our whole.
Yeah, the news is like their studio's right in Walker's Point.
Because we did.
Saw that.
Yeah, we did the CBS 58 thing. That they said that they did one with you as well.
Oh, you guys did that one after.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Had they come out?
It just came out yesterday or Wednesday.
It came out yesterday?
Yeah.
I'm a good journalist, dude.
Yeah.
I was actually looking for other interviews you guys did, and then I was just listening to a bunch of your pods instead.
Yeah. This is like our second time away from our podcast.
That's wild.
The only other time was with Tommy G.
Yeah.
But that was still in our studio. So this is our first time together away from our studio.
How does it feel?
It feels like I can say anything I want.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
See, I don't know why. That concerns me quite a bit.
Isn't that crazy, though? Like, my humor just feels so much darker here. Like, I feel evil over here. It's so dumb because it's still going to get posted, and I can get canceled that way.
Yeah.
But I feel like I can't get canceled here. And I don't know why I feel like that.
Here's the deal. You can't get canceled here because I'm going to cut out any cancelable because I'm not going to – I don't want to jump on that train myself.
True.
I don't want to be the conductor of that, right? That's the guy driving the train, right?
Yeah.
Dude,
do they exist anymore?
I was just going to ask that. I was like, what an awesome job, man. Could you imagine being at the front of a train? Yeah.
I just like how like trains know they're going to crash into something like almost a minute ahead of time. So you got time to go back like, yo, I up, y'all. We're about to crash in like 30 seconds. I already hit the brake, bro. I don't know what else to do. Like,
but I feel like trains are kind of like automatic because they kind of go on the trails already, right?
Yeah.
So it's like, what does a conductor do? Just make sure nothing. It's almost like being in an autopilot car.
You still got to switch though, right? There's at some point.
Yeah,
like,
they be walking from one end to the other though.
But I'm saying like at some point you come upon like a switch where the track takes you one way or the other.
And how do they control that?
They got to call back. Well, they got to call and let them know.
Yeah, true.
Hey, I'm about a minute away.
I think they do have some stuff like that, though, that they got to control. Or there's like a ground traffic controller.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I just made that up, but there's air traffic control. You guys both run. Yeah, that sounds right.
I think they're just there to see if there's a guy tied up in a rope laying down on the train tracks.
There he is. We got one.
Somebody tried to get him. That's like the dumbest way to kill somebody. It's like so long. Like, you know what? We're gonna tie you up and wait till a train runs over you, and we're just staying here all night
toot toot. You hear that, buddy?
I think it's just like to like that slow death part of it though. It's just like when people tie the little cinder blocks to your feet before they throw you in the water.
That's just plain evil though.
The cinder blocks?
Yeah, to like sink someone.
No,
like,
you have to sink to the bottom because you might be able to swim.
You would rather be tied to train tracks for death rather than sunk.
I'm telling you, nobody's ever going to torture me. They're going to kill me right away because I'm not going to stop talking.
Oh, yeah.
100%.
You're one of those guys in the mob movies where it's like, will you shut up? And I'm never going to pow.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's how I want to go out. You're not going to torture me and then kill me.
That's why I always hated in those movies when like the criminals, like especially when Batman get them, when they give them the information and they still kill you. It's like, bro, why am I giving you the information if I know there's nothing else. There's no living after this.
I don't like Batman, though.
No, Batman's the worst superhero.
Yeah.
Why? Because Batman, I will say, historically, has been my favorite superhero.
Really?
Yeah. But as I've gotten older, I've kind of seen him in a different light.
Yeah.
You know? He's kind of a, especially in the Dark Knight, he's kind of a prick, man. He's kind of like into surveillance and... He's kind of like conservative TikTok, punk, you know? Yeah.
That's what he is.
Conservative?
You see all the other superheroes. It's like, oh, the building's falling. The guy took over all the power of the city and he's controlling everything. You know, Spider-Man, Superman, they're going to stop all that. Batman's like, yo, why the f- are you selling weed, boy?
He's going after the low.
We're just selling drugs here, Batman. No, f- that. it's like pedophiles everywhere. It's like people committing crimes.
Where's the weed?
Where's the weed? You guys selling coke? Like,
wait, what is like more of those one things that's like, I feel like, almost like an industry plan in a sense where he got the money to become a superhero where he didn't really get the natural way of getting a superpower. Like, you know, Superman had everything else, but Batman's just like, hey, I can buy my superpowers because I have.
He's kind of like, he's a rich kid, but he went through some stuff. He saw his parents get murdered
and didn't
front
do anything about it. Soft as you beating everybody up. What about the guys that killed your parents and you curled up like a punk?
He went and cried to, what's his name? Alfred.
Alfred,
that guy.
Yeah.
And then, but in the thing, then he goes away and he like learns like karate or something.
Some type of powerful karate.
I think I could take Batman in a fight, right?
No, you can't. I don't think so.
Hand to hand combat?
No, you're black too. He beat the out of you. Batman would turn his body cam off and just beat the crap out of you. Just beat the dog.
You don't think so?
Nah,
karate? I don't think karate really works in real life.
How does boxing translate? Because I have, I boxed.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying I'm a boxer. Yeah. I'm saying I have participated in the event of boxing poorly multiple times. Dante, actually, we boxed together a little bit. He'll tell you I'm bad. But how long have you been boxing?
Only like a year now.
What?
Yeah.
Dude, shut up. A year?
Yeah, only a year.
I've been boxing way longer than that.
I like how you don't say the year.
Way longer than a year. How'd you get that good that fast?
Just
dedication?
Having time to do it, I think. And just had a really decent like athletic background because I was when I graduated Lakeland, I actually got a chance with like the 49ers and the Giants. So just being a decent athlete and then...
Wait, what do you mean you got a chance?
I was like in camps and stuff like that.
Really?
Yeah.
What position?
Wide receiver.
Nice.
Yeah, never the Packers though.
Why not?
I don't know.
Have any interest?
You don't give out Packer vibes either. You don't give that like Donald Driver, you know, Greg Jennings smile, like grateful to be here. You kind of give that like Giants. Like,
yeah, I think I would be the one that doesn't Lambeau leap.
New York.
Yeah.
Never Lambeau leap. Just pointing at the guys like, all right, you thought I was jumping, huh?
I'm not risking my Achilles on that jump.
That's a high jump. When I walk around the stadium, that's like a decent jump. You have to really trust the fans to like give you that little
not fans up. Owners
yeah owners.
Yeah, they're all owners.
Oh yeah, true.
I'm an
that's
owner.
Just a way that's just
I'm
a
an
way
owner
that, you are
huh? Yeah,
are so you part owner?
Yeah, so you guys start talking. I want to hear it.
You want to hear it?
Yeah.
Okay. You got the seats are not I get it's supposed to be historic. It's kind of like the what's the Cubs Wrigley. It's kind of like the Wrigley
field. Yeah
thing going on, but like it has to be some like type of new something that happens within the next 10 years.
Yeah.
I feel like to like, if you're thinking about it, so if you don't get
the, I mean, I'll bring this back to the board. Bring it back to the board.
If you don't get a generational quarterback, right?
Right.
You got
right.
two in a row.
Yeah.
You got two in a row, crazy. Two top 10 quarterbacks in a row ever. It's crazy.
We've done good.
Right, done good. If you don't get that again, which Jordan Love might not be, you don't get that again, how do you get guys to say, hey, I'm willing to come to Green Bay? Not the guys that are just be like, I have to go to Green Bay because they're offering me the best contract, but the guys that just be like, hey, I want to go to Green Bay because obviously it's definitely a winning tradition, but like, what else are you giving them? Because you go to like Milwaukee, one time we were out in, I feel bad for like the Bucks players and the Packers players because the accessibility of like privacy when you go out in club is terrible. Like I can get in the set wherever Giannis wants to go, I can sit right next to him. And that should not be a thing. Yeah.
So yeah. So okay. All right. So I lived in like LA for a little bit and Dallas for a little bit and Washington, DC. And in each one of those cities, like the club game, I had one buddy who was a promoter in LA, so I would get into some clubs and I would basically get in there and not be able to afford any drinks. So anytime I've been in these areas, I haven't had the money to like access a club. Now I'm at a point in my life where I'm like, I don't belong in a club. Not at all.
By the time you get the money, you're like, I don't belong here. And you're wondering like, I paid $300 for a bottle of Grey Goose.
I know. Yeah. I paid $300 for a bottle of Grey Goose and to lose part of my hearing forever. You know, like I hate like waking up like drunk and just ringing in my ears. Like I'm never going to get that hearing back. Those little follicles are just dead. Yeah. You know,
waking up with burn marks from the sparklers.
Sometimes those bottle service, the dances go on a little too long.
Yeah. Yeah. It's kind of awkward.
Yeah. Yeah, like, I think anything more than 15 seconds. And
happy
like,
birthday, right. Mike.
And then everybody has their phone out. It's just like, all right.
Hey, it's the birthday boiler.
Wrap this up.
Let's wrap this up, man. I'm only getting one bottle. I don't want them to notice.
And you also know that they're putting the sparklers in the bottle so they can pop the bottle, pull out another bottle, pour half of it in there, and then cut it.
Yeah.
I think that's my conspiracy.
Yeah.
I never knew if you didn't finish the bottle there. This is my first time at like getting bottle service. I never knew if you didn't finish the bottle, you can't take like the bottle with you.
Oh, no.
No, yeah. I didn't know that.
Because they're using that for the next. They're just going to fill it up with water, put a sparkler on, and give it to the
next
fella.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Because they know you're already drunk. Nobody's going to the club like super sober.
Well, and also, I mean, you know, a Grey Goose bottle is a pretty sweet like weapon if you're fighting Batman. This is funny.
That's the type of fights he likes though. You know, he likes to all I have is a pistol, so I get to throw a blade at your wrist. Batman's not a good superhero. Spider-Man's probably the best one.
There's
too many.
Let's say you're Spider-Man and your spidey senses start tingling in Iowa.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How you're like running through a cornfield and you're like, you have nothing to grab onto. Yeah. Like it just goes until you get to like Des Moines. Yeah. And then you're like,
that
ding!
Is very true. Yeah. Yeah. That is, hey, I've never heard that before. Yeah. Spider-Man cannot survive in the Midwest.
No, man.
You literally just have to stay in Chicago. Like, yeah, man, I can't help anybody outside of here.
Yeah, right? No, he's gotta hope like a plane's flying by at the right time or
something. I'm all for like diversity and stuff like that too, but there's too many Spider-Mans.
Yeah,
there's a Mexican Spider-Man.
There's a Mexican Spider-Man.
Yeah, Miles Morales.
Is Miles Mexican? I thought he was black.
He's black and Mexican.
He's black and Mexican. Yeah, they just mix. Hey, man, we're gonna give you a minority, all right?
They got a
Mexi-black.
Tommy, what's his name? Maguire.
Who is? Oh, Toby Maguire.
Toby.
Is that that's the original?
That's the original. Who else is the Garfield? They got a British. The British one.
Andrew Garfield.
Two British ones.
They're both British.
And Tom, yeah.
I really thought that they were like the same guy. Like in my mind, if you were to say name a Spider-Man, I probably would have said Tom Garfield or something. I literally can't tell that if you show me a picture of those two dudes, I can't tell you the difference.
You ever acted? Huh? You ever been in any movies?
Yeah, I've been in a couple movies. You ever seen the movie Cedar Rapids? I was the out of focus pool boy
in that.
Cedar Rapids?
Cedar Rapids. It's a movie. I was a PA on it.
I thought you were joking. I'm not gonna lie.
No, I know.
You gotta send me a timestamp. I definitely gotta find that.
Yeah. Because I was getting coffee and like taking care of the microphones or the walkie-talkies on that. Also, Public Enemies. You guys remember when they shot that in Wisconsin? It was back in the it was 2008.
I'm the worst person like movie.
Yeah,
like,
I get it. I would only know this because I'm in it, but but I'm like a extra in it. Yep. And on that set, it was all about the mobsters, like John Dillinger and those guys. Mm. So there's this one scene where they have all the extras smoking these unfiltered cigarettes, you know. And I was in that scene too, and they were like, okay, do the exact same thing on every scene, and I did a French inhale, so I was like thinking I had to French inhale this unfiltered cigarette, you know, and I was so sick, you know, like.
So that's what they do. Like the cigarettes in those movies don't be like real.
No, they're like I feel like some of them were real, but no, they were either real or they were an herbal cigarette.
Mm.
But either way, it's disgusting.
An herbal cigarette sounds crazy, though.
Yeah, it's like you're smoking oregano, like back in high school when someone would actually sell a bag of oregano.
You want some? Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
All right, we got to get... Where are both of you guys from?
Yeah, we need to talk
I try getting somewhere, and then we start talking about Batman.
Oh, yeah.
So let's back
Patrick
to Sheboygan.
I'm Patrick Johnson. I stole your phone.
You did?
Yeah. Wow. I was trying to prank you, but you never like came for it. I'm Patrick Johnson. I'm from Pontiac, Michigan, originally.
Pontiac, Michigan.
We both came here. I came here a year earlier than him in 2011 to Sheboygan, to Lakeland.
Okay, yeah. Cool.
Michael Essiobu. I was born in Nigeria, actually. Moved to Chicago when I was like 5, and then went to high school in Nigeria, and then Sheboygan.
Missing a big part in there.
What?
London.
Oh yeah, a little bit for a little bit.
Shout out to London, man.
Yeah, I got sent to boarding school in Nigeria by force.
I'm strict. They're whipping them with bamboo sticks.
Really?
Yeah. Real is like and modern day school. Slavery.
Do you have to go pick?
He has like 2 big ass marks down his back.
Not anymore.
Yeah.
Do you have to like go pick a switch?
Oh yeah, you have to do that sometimes.
Yeah.
But they came in like they had like the discipline committee. So it was just like they walked through like the Avengers with like these long like bamboo sticks, because bamboo sticks don't break.
Yeah,
they use that for like construction too, so it's like really durable thing.
Oh yeah,
so you get whoopings in school.
Yeah,
so yeah, I was in Nigerian boarding school for like 3 years. It's like a prison sentence, but yeah, my parents.
What'd you do to get sent to boarding?
It was really my brothers.
What would they do?
It was just my parents were divorced, and they happened to travel to Nigeria at the same time because they don't talk. So we were pretty much in Chicago by ourselves for at ages like 8th grade, freshman year of high school type of thing. And then my brother just didn't go to school. And then he got kicked out of high school. And then I was just showing up late. So just like, all right, we have to send them back to Nigeria. And they knew we wouldn't go willingly.
Yeah.
So my grandfather passed away. So that was like the excuse to bring us there. So we went there. We were there for like 2 weeks.
They're like, and one they're like, way hey, ticket.
You're not coming back. So we end up in Nigerian boarding school.
And you were what, a freshman at this point?
Yeah, like it's like a sophomore.
I mean, that's pretty wild.
Yeah,
man.
It's crazy.
You just don't hit your friends back. Like you don't.
I mean, it was, you know, like you go through this like the moments of thinking that you can still get back. We were trying to prison break our way out of there because they took our passports, they took everything. So I was trying to like
they
get
knew
my,
you again.
Yeah. So I had like connection. My friend lives in the same building. I knew I had like some money under a bed type of stuff. So I was trying to like have people send me money so I can find a new passport. It just was too much work.
Wait. You were in Nigeria trying to have people send you money.
Yeah, trying to escape.
sounds familiar, doesn't it?
So that guy in my inbox is right.
The Nigerian prince? Yeah. Sounds very familiar, doesn't it?
Nah, people, they fall for that. They deserve it. I'm not going to lie.
I know. If you get scammed by a guy wearing like a polo collar shirt with hoop shorts, that's on you. Yes, I am your cousin. your uncle. Your Uncle Rob.
They scam like the old women and stuff like that.
Yeah, they get the old women have like really, really good hearts.
Yeah.
So we're just like, oh, we're related. Like my grandma, oh my God. You should see her email. Like every once in a while, I have the password to her email because she's like so bad at falling for scams.
Oh my God.
Like
grandma,
you know how
too.
Many like different cousins like I've had that like she's ready to send money to and stuff like that. And there was like this one time, like maybe she's been almost scammed 50 times. And my actual cousin needed money on his books, and I like forced her not to do it. And he got out of jail, and he was just like, bro, why didn't you let Granny send me $50? I was like, hey, sounded like a scam to me, man. If you commit the crime, do the time.
That's fun.
Nah, he should definitely go back to jail. But go ahead. What were you going to say?
No, that was my first idea. That dream board is cool, yeah.
Okay, yeah. Cool. So, and then you guys, what, Pontiac, Michigan? What was that like? You like Pontiac, Michigan? You go back, you Lions fan?
Yeah, I'm a Lions fan. Do I like Pontiac, Michigan? I like that I'm from there.
Yeah.
It taught me a lot.
Yeah, right.
I would never move. It's not a place you move back to. Right. It's like once you're out, you're out. Pontiac's more like it's like on the outskirts of Detroit. It's kind of like a mini Detroit.
Got
you. There's no diss to like anybody in Pontiac, but that's what like people portray us as. And you know, it's some rough size, it's some okay size, but it's just like not a place you can grow in for sure.
It's kind of a place that, like Detroit, was sort of left from the auto worker days, sort of like vacated.
Right. We got a bunch of plants there.
Yeah.
There's some that are back up and running. I know my dad works in one. So it's just like they have stuff there.
Yeah.
But it's not. It's like a ghost town. It's ran by like the state now because there's no, like the state police is there. There's no.
Oh, wow. There's no
Pontiac Police Department. There's sheriffs there all over.
It's interesting to see that happen to towns, and sort of like now you kind of have this resurgence a bit of people like now selecting some towns that have been sort of left because they're looking at that all that space, you know, Amazon or something like that. And you kind of are thinking like when that shoe drops, do they have exit plans now? Because I feel like that manufacturing build quick, build big, build the plants, and then as soon as it's gone, just leave it. Because to what it does to a neighborhood to have this entire friggin' factory right in the middle of it, you know, it just, that's not good for anything if that thing is not there.
But the thing with Pontiac is like, is it's just a bunch of thieves. Like at the beginning, like when I was growing up, Pontiac got like a lot of like
funding
from the states. So they got like, oh, we'll give you millions for this, millions to help your school. Then they had all these people just like stealing money, like, oh, they won't notice if 50,000 were gone. Well, there's 10 of you stealing right now, so yeah. 10 of you
only like, one of you can steal.
Only one of you can steal. All 10 of you can't be thieves. So all like everybody was stealing, like athletic directors were stealing to a point we had to like combine schools. One school closed. Yeah, one school, one high school in the whole city.
So are you saying like this was after the industry had left, the funding came in?
The industry was still there. It was like almost like all happened at the same time.
Okay.
Like going downhill, like our mayors are weird.
Where'd you grow up?
I grew up in the suburbs of Milwaukee.
Milwaukee?
Yeah.
What high school did you go to?
I went to Marquette High School.
Marquette. Okay.
Nice, I was one of those guys. Yeah, it was I grew up in a big family of 12 kids.
Damn.
So, yeah.
One parent? Two parents?
Two parents.
I said one parent. Yeah. I mean, it's 2023. People can have one parent. Test two babies.
I was one of 12, and I was one of the older ones. So, yeah, it was one of, which was interesting. You guys have a lot of siblings?
Yeah, I got seven sisters.
Seven sisters?
Mm-hmm.
I got eight.
Right, eight? Sheesh.
Yeah, I know. Are you one of, do you have brothers?
I'm third oldest.
Third oldest?
Yeah.
You think you're not the only boy though?
Got one more boy.
One more boy.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's younger.
So nine.
Yep.
Nice. But
broken child. Household though.
Two, how many?
I don't have a full sibling. Like I don't have a sibling where I could be like, we got the same mom and dad.
Got you. Yeah. Got you. Yeah.
I don't think any of my siblings do.
You're listening to WRJN Racine, Southeastern Wisconsin's home for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
CBS News Brief. Millions in the nation are watching out for wicked weather this weekend, and KHOU meteorologist Chris Ramirez says the Houston area will get more rain.
We are expecting more widespread showers and storms that are going to be moving through southeast Texas, and just keep in mind that any additional rainfall is going to contribute to that flash flooding that we were seeing for the past couple of days.
900 people died in Arizona last year from the heat, and KPHO reporter Jason Berry says officials are trying to change that this summer.
One of the
biggest changes from last year, more cooling stations in Phoenix, Tempe, and other cities, giving people a place to go when things heat up.
Universities are bracing for more protests as graduation ceremonies begin. CBS's Michael George.
USC is among those that canceled its on-campus commencement ceremony. USC students will go to the Los Angeles Coliseum for safety.
There are demonstrators at the University of Michigan's commencement today. CBS News Brief. I'm Allison Keys.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
The Brewers beat the Cubs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Wrigley Field, the Cubs and Brewers, and Milwaukee comes out on top with a 3-1 win. Joe Ross, the winning pitcher, the crew laying down bunts, stealing bases, moving base runners, manager Pat Murphy suspended. So Ricky Weeks taking over was asked, were those his decisions?
Have you seen this play yet? And that's what we do. For our offense to really work, I think we got to be creative. And creativity comes with getting on base, maybe having a little bunt here or two, still a base here or there, but those guys in that clubhouse there, those are baseball players. So when you have that, you got a good chance of winning a baseball game at the end.
NFL Packers rookie minicamp underway in Green Bay. Last year, Alex Magoo was the number 3 starting quarterback. Today, he's listed as a wide receiver.
He spent a lot of time on the practice squad or on the scout team running receiver routes. So we felt like that might be his best chance here.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, showers and thunderstorms are likely. We'll have highs in the mid-70s. Showers and storms tonight with a low around 48. Clearing out for tomorrow, lots of sunshine on your Sunday, a high near 63. For Monday, mostly sunny, a high of 65. More storms by Tuesday.
It's 60 at our studios.
Get ready for endless excitement at the Lanes on 20, Racine's premier entertainment destination. Strike up the fun while soaking up the sun, featuring top-notch live entertainment, bago, and volleyball leagues in the backyard patio. Or chill indoors at Angry Brothers Pub, serving up mouth-watering daily specials like the in-house smoked ribs and brisket on the weekends. Cool off with a craft beer, seltzer, or one of the game day drink specials. So if you're looking to refine your skills or just have some fun, yes, grab your crew and head on down to the Lanes on 20.
Slide into home.
Civic Media.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Hey, folks, you are listening to the Cripes Cast. We are talking with Mike and Pat from the Crash Dummies podcast, and this is on Civic Media.
Okay, so, all right. So, can you guys tell me, like, how you met and decided to do the podcast?
I'll do the shortest rundown.
Yeah, I believe that after.
Don't say no. We met at Lakeland in Sheboygan. Uh-huh. Played football together. Graduated. Kind of just did our own things, like with jobs and stuff like that. Pretty much one day. Me and Pat used to hang out a lot. Crack jokes. I did a lot of stuff in social media in college. And my main job is marketing and stuff like that. So I knew that the short clips, I knew Pat was really funny. Uh-huh. So I just said, hey, let's start this podcast. We bought the equipment. That was like the main commitment. It was just like buying the stuff so you can't really back out of it, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Bought the equipment and just literally started. And we're fortunate enough where like our first clip on like TikTok just went viral.
So
it was cool. Just like always up from there. We started like 2 years ago now.
Yeah.
And just kind of been going up. We've done a lot of brand deals, worked with a lot of good companies and stuff like that now. So it's kind of like a full-time.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
So how did it feel like when that first clip took off?
That was probably the only clip that's ever taken off that felt good. I could say there's two clips. Everything else is like you're so far into manifesting that you like are already on to the next thing. Yeah. The first clip was kind of like, oh, shit. And then we got that first clip, which reached like 300,000 in a day. And then we started getting the you're good, but not viral type of views, like you're getting 9K, 10K, 11K, and you're just like, oh, shit. When's the next one? We got to get a million. And then we see like different podcasts. I see some podcasts like take shortcuts.
Mm.
What I call like shortcuts, they go for like these scripted viral moments that they can't keep up forever instead of just like being themselves and having like being organic. So we're watching some podcasts that either started before us or after us jump over us in numbers.
You're comparing.
Yeah. And we're comparing and we're like, that's fake. But we just like tried to stay true to ourselves and like not worry about what other people are doing. And then as you like progress along, you, because we compare, we never really got to like enjoy like the views because we're just like, what's the next thing? What's
and
the
you
next
know
thing?
How
it's like a good thing and bad thing.
And you know how social media is. Just one of those things where you put out a clip, right? It does well, but now it's like on to the next one already. So it's like, one of
I don't know what that's like at all, guys. No, I live in the moment every. Look at that comment. No, it is. It is very much. You don't always have time to enjoy because you are like on to the next one and you are editing the next thing or doing the next stand up show or doing, you know, whatever it is. And yeah, it's that is the tough thing to figure out, to find your zen in this this craziness.
Kind of like the next steps for us too is just like doing more stuff like this, collaborating with
different
people. That's why it's cool to like there's other big, you know, podcasts and other big influencers in a sense that in Wisconsin.
I mean, I love that. And we gotta do some videos to inspire
us stuff. Yeah,
that's what I thought would be fun to start with the pod, because we can you know, we can think of some stuff.
We're trying to work on a farm for a day.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? I was talking with Dante about doing that.
Yeah.
We were talking about doing a first-time dairy farmer video.
Has to confirm. We have to go back through the farmer's like lineage, like their heritage, to make sure we aren't repeating history. Hey, he's like, hey, man, I'm glad to have you guys here. And, you know, we owned your grandfather, right? He's a really good guy. That back muscles just like that. Two of you guys, your grandfather used to move this by himself.
It becomes Get Out really quick. Yeah.
So you got to make sure, like, you know, the guy's a good guy. He's not like, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, but doing stuff more like that in IRL stuff, like,
yeah,
that's kind of like our next kind of like.
Yeah, plan. I saw the horse.
Yeah.
See, that was tougher for us to do because it was like a huge favor by like one of our friends and. That was her horse. Mm. So we really couldn't like toy around. Mm. And the other big part is we were scared as
horses are scary.
Like I had a fight coming up too. So I was like,
And
they know if you're scared.
Yeah.
They come right up to you. That. And, like,
hit you with like their face and stuff like that.
Yeah. But you know who is boss.
Yeah. So and they tell the thing is like, oh, the thing about horses is weird. It's like, oh, don't stand behind them. They'll kick you. And then the horse will literally put you in a position where you're behind them.
Yeah.
But then there's another horse that if you move here, you're behind this horse. And then if you move here, you're behind this horse.
You're on the wrong end of a lot of horses.
Yeah, there, yeah.
When's your, like, your next show in Wisconsin?
I'm doing Reedsburg on Saturday.
Where's Reedsburg?
By the Dells. Mm. You guys ever go to the Dells?
Yeah. We have a friend that lives out in the Dells.
You like the Dells?
My experience with the Dells is like... I've stayed in a really expensive suite in the Dells.
The Kalahari.
Yep.
Yeah.
And I've also like been at like some grimy ass places where it's like them is kind of dirty.
Me too.
Yeah. Because I went there for like the Dells has that like dome, that football dome, whatever. It's like an indoor football turf that they got from like an NFL team. When I was a college football coach.
Oh.
I went there and like scouted.
They let you coach
a camp. Yeah, I coached D2 football and D3 football.
Right now?
No, I quit. I quit everything.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, yeah. Fifth Color was the last job I had.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Where I saw you at.
Yeah.
Are you not in the Dells?
I've done shows in the Dells. I haven't gone back there in a minute. Reedsburg's close.
How far is Reedsburg from here?
I want to say 20, 30.
Oh, that's not okay. Bad.
Something. From the Dells.
Oh, but it's like an hour.
Yeah, it's like... 2.5 hours
God
from
damn.
Here. Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah. But, yeah.
You gotta let us know when...
You guys doing live shows?
Soon. Yeah, soon. Yeah.
Yeah, nice. You know what? I got this Bellied Up podcast, which is... We take callers, too.
Yeah.
And, oh, man. Callers, that's the best.
Yeah.
Because you don't have to prepare anything.
No.
And then some of them just say... like, oh, yeah.
They'll do the work for you.
Yeah.
Some of our best call... I feel like our most viral video... The girl kind of did the work for us, you know. It's just like
same with on the Bellied Up. Yeah.
Sometimes people just do the work for you because they have that one story. The problem is like that person like keeps hitting you up and just be like, your life is not interesting after this fentanyl accident. So it's just like,
yeah.
Most of us agree that every Wisconsinite deserves affordable health care. California mega millionaire Eric Hovde does not. Hovde said he would repeal the Affordable Care Act, quote, in its entirety. What? The Affordable Care Act protects people from insurance companies refusing coverage for pre-existing conditions and stops them from dropping your coverage if you get sick. If Eric Hovde got his way, millions of Americans could get hit with increases in their healthcare premiums of 20% or more. Millions more could lose coverage altogether. Hovde even spoke out against parents helping their kids by keeping them on their health insurance plans until they turn 26. Now, that might be okay for Eric Hovde. His businesses have raked in millions of dollars in handouts. But it doesn't cut it for hardworking Wisconsinites and our families. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him we support lower health care costs. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
3, 2, 1!
Get up! Get out of here! Go!
Back! The track, gone!
To the warning track, and he looks up, it is gone!
Turns around, watches it, it is gone!
It's time for baseball on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Get up! Get up! Get out of here and gone for Willie Adames!
High fly ball out to right center field, racing back is Arozarena at the track wall.
Today, the crew takes on the Chicago Cubs in Chicago at Wrigley Field.
Back onto the track towards the wall, leaps up, goodbye!
High drive! Deep right! Where's it going to land?
Now, it's time for the On Deck Show, built by Menards, on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
On a beautiful day for baseball, on Chicago's north side, it's the Brewers and the Cubs at Wrigley for the middle game of this three-game series. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Friendly Confines alongside Josh Maurer and our producer and engineer, Kent Sommerfeld. Lane Grindle with you here this afternoon. A bit breezy today, but temps in the mid-70s as Tobias Myers makes his third start as a Brewer, and he'll be opposed on the mound by the veteran right-hander, Jameson Taillon. Brewers with a thrilling come-from-behind 3-1 victory in the series opener yesterday, and they'll try to win the series with a win here this afternoon. We have more of the On Deck Show built by Menards because we're just getting started. I'll talk to Josh Maurer when we return after this on the Brewers Radio Network.
Ready to hit a home run at your next tailgate or special event? Step up to the plate with Danny's Meats and Catering. They're your MVP to irresistible box lunches. Become the game day grill master with the Danny's Freezer Pack full of meat selections. Whatever the occasion, Danny's has you covered with a winning lineup of top-notch venue, catering, and Hickory Hall packages that will knock it out of the park. Why settle for anything less than a grand slam? Swing by 4 Mile Road in Racine or cateringbydanny.com.
Get ready for a triple play of selection, service, and convenience with Studebaker's in Racine. Around the horn we go, from refreshing sips to snack sensations. Studebaker's great selection is the fuel to keep you going. Great service is a game changer, and the team is ready to knock it out of the park for you. In our store, or sliding into Studebaker's convenient drive-thru, where fast meets fantastic. Swing by Studebaker's Field and Food at 31 and Sprague in Racine for the winning team of selection, service, and convenience.
Suit up for the $800,000 Sports Car Series at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel Milwaukee. April through May, score free play, cash, one of four new Toyota GR86s, or a new Toyota Supra. Play with your club card to earn entries, five times the entries on drawing days, and when the Milwaukee Brewers play at home. Got what it takes, slugger? Only at Pottawatomie. For more details, visit facebig.com/sportscar. Must be 21 and a club member to play.
Slide into home and savor the heavy hitters of the Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha. Mouth-watering cobbler from classic peach to indulgent cherry to heavenly caramel apple, each crowned with luscious vanilla bean ice cream. Freshly baked cookies, brownies, and cinnamon rolls will make your taste buds do the wave. Swing by our all-star drive-thru open noon to 10 until midnight on Fridays and Saturdays. When life throws you a curveball, cobbler's there to catch you. The Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha Point on 57th Avenue.
You're listening to Milwaukee Brewers Baseball on 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
Back with you on the On Deck Show, built by Menards, Brewers, and the Cubs, getting set for game number two of this three-game series here this afternoon in Chicago. And Josh Maurer joining me on the On Deck Show, built by Menards. Josh, first things first, Brewers had some transactions today.
Yeah, unfortunately, Joey Weimer's knee issue that kind of came up out of nowhere in that eighth inning yesterday, going to field a hit in the corner. It was an injury that's going to put him onto the injured list, Lane. He's got left knee discomfort, so Joey's out for at least the next 10 days. We're getting an MRI to see the severity of that injury this morning. So we don't have the full picture yet on what actually went wrong with that knee. It was such a freak play, so you hated to see that for Joey. So he's on the injured list. And also Corbin Martin, who had come up yesterday to join the bullpen, he's been optioned right back to Nashville. Jared Koenig is back, and that's been a guy who's been a huge boost to the bullpen when he's been here. And Andre Monasterio, the super utility infielder, takes Joey Weimer's spot.
Yesterday's win, I just thought in so many ways captured what this season has been to this point with this team. Finding a way and finding a way late. They're a very competitive team that is not going to back down at any point.
It was such a Brewers win yesterday. The way they scored the three runs in the eighth inning. Everybody who scored stole a base to get himself into scoring position. And then you had some really nice pieces of hitting to drive them home. That was a good win to get on a day where Hayden Wesneski was just awesome for the Cubs.
He pitched really well. Joe Ross pitched extremely well for the Brewers also. Looking for another good one here this afternoon at Wrigley Field. When we come back, I'll sit down with the manager, Pat Murphy, after this on the On Deck Show, built by Menards, on the Brewers Radio Network.
Milwaukee Brewers Baseball is brought to you by Sitco, Miller Lite, American Family Insurance, Usinger's Famous Sausage, Menards, Prevea Health, Construction Business Group, Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now, Delta Dental, Quick Trip, Fleet Farm, Woodman's Food Market, Pomp's Tire, West Bend Insurance, The Silver Lining, U.S. Cellular, Curbless Ready-to-Drink Cocktails, Island Resort and Casino, Coakley Brothers and Brothers Interiors, Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, Wisconsin Biofuels, Cedar Crest, Pottawatomie Sportsbook, and Wisconsin Laborers District Council on the Brewers Radio Network.
Thanks for calling Toyota. This is Jan.
Hi, Jan. I just adopted a new best friend, and I'm looking for a Toyota so we can make the most out of summer.
With a new RAV4, you can take your pup for a drive up the coast. You can take a Prius to the park for some tug-of-war. Or you can take a Tundra to kayak at a remote lake.
One problem, Jan.
Oh?
My new best friend's a cat.
Your summer starts here, but it all ends June 3rd. Toyota, let's go places. Dealer inventory may vary. See your participating Toyota dealer for details.
Save big money on your outdoor project now at Menards. We have everything you need to keep your outdoor power equipment running smooth, so you can keep that lawn in tip-top shape or enjoy some time on your boat. Right now, all FVP, lawn and garden, and marine batteries are on sale through May 5th. Check out our entire selection of FVP batteries today and view our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals.
Back with you on the On Deck Show, built by Menards, the Pat Murphy Show, brought to you by Concordia University. Whether you're looking to grow in your current role or enter a new field at Concordia, you'll learn from experts and grow your professional network. Visit cuw.edu to learn more about business, healthcare, teaching, and STEM programs starting soon. Concordia University, live uncommon. Murph, yesterday a very good win. I think it really encapsulates what we've seen from this team through the first month plus of the season, just staying in every at bat. And what a great moment for Jackson Chourio. He falls behind 0-2 in a big spot, and just a really mature approach, fouls off some pitches and eventually wins that battle and starts up that entire rally in the eighth.
No question. I'm happy for Jackson. It was a great move to put in Chourio there and force the right-hander in the game, and I thought Jackson responded well, put the ball in play. He hit it where they weren't, and then he stole the base, which was huge, and started an array of base hits, followed by stolen bases, followed by runs. So it was a great inning for the Brewers. Our pitching was tremendous in a hostile environment, and really proud of the club.
It felt like an offensive clinic, what you were able to do in that eighth inning. It was wash, rinse, repeat, base hit, stolen base, followed by a base hit. Was that something that you felt like could be exposed going into the game, or was it just a matter of, hey, we finally got the base runners to be able to do this now in the eighth?
Well, we stole bases with Bowers and with Adames there, so it's not just our base stealers, but that's always going to be part of our game. If there's an opportunity, we're going to try to take it. Or maybe just have the threat to take it. And either of those things helps us get a good pitch to hit, usually. And, that's part of our offense. That's part of what we're going to do.
Another really nice performance from Joe to bounce back after the start against the Yankees like he did. I thought he was a little bit more attacking yesterday. He didn't fall behind as much, didn't walk anybody.
Yeah, he was great. This kid has been in the big leagues before. It might not have been for a couple years, but... He remembers. He remembers how to attack, and he's given us a big lift this year in general. I mean, you talk about unsung hero. He's one of them for sure.
Back with more with Murph after this on the On Deck Show, built by Menards on the Brewers Radio Network.
Get ready for endless excitement at the Lanes on 20, Racine's premier entertainment destination. Strike up the fun while soaking up the sun, featuring top-notch live entertainment, bago and volleyball leagues in the backyard patio. Or chill indoors at Angry Brothers Pub, serving up mouth-watering daily specials like the in-house smoked ribs and brisket on the weekends. Cool off with a craft beer, seltzer, or one of the game day drink specials. So if you're looking to refine your skills or just have some fun, grab your crew and head on down to the Lanes on 20.
Get ready for a triple play of selection, service, and convenience with Studebakers in Racine. Around the horn we go, from refreshing sips to snack sensations. Studebakers' great selection is the fuel to keep you going. Great service is a game changer, and the team is ready to knock it out of the park for you. In our store, or sliding into Studebakers' convenient drive-thru, where fast meets fantastic. Swing by Studebakers' Field and Food at 31 and Spring in Racine for the winning team of selection, service, and convenience.
Slide into home and savor the heavy hitters of the Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha. Mouth-watering cobbler from classic peach to indulgent cherry to heavenly caramel apple, each crowned with luscious vanilla bean ice cream. Freshly baked cookies, brownies, and cinnamon rolls will make your taste buds do the wave. Swing by our all-star drive-thru open noon to 10 until midnight on Fridays and Saturdays. When life throws you a curveball, cobbler's there to catch you. The Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha Point on 57th Avenue.
Ready to hit a home run at your next tailgate or special event? Step up to the plate with Danny's Meats and Catering. They're your MVP to irresistible box lunches. Become the game day grill master with the Danny's Freezer Pack full of meat selections. Whatever the occasion, Danny's has you covered with a winning lineup of top-notch venue, catering, and Hickory Hall packages that will knock it out of the park. Why settle for anything less than a grand slam? Swing by 4 Mile Road in Racine or cateringbydanny.com.
You're listening to Milwaukee Brewers Baseball on 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
Back with you on the On Deck Show, built by Menards. Brewers and Cubs getting set for the middle game of this series. We're chatting with Brewers manager Pat Murphy, and it's brought to you by Concordia University. Tobias Myers makes his third start. His start against the Yankees, maybe two mistakes, but otherwise... I thought very similar to his first outing, where he was fearless and went out there and attacked a really good lineup.
Yeah, Tobias continues to show us that he belongs, and we hope he does the same thing today. I mean, he's a young man that understands I got to attack the zone. That's what it's about, attacking the zone. Cubs have a very formidable lineup. They're very dangerous in a lot of ways, and, he's going to have his work cut out for him. But like I said, this kid keeps showing up, toeing the rubber, saying, hey, I can do this thing. I will pitch for my team, and I will attack and throw strikes and not give up free bases.
We started this conversation talking about Jackson Chourio. Yesterday you mentioned the young players in this environment in this big series and being excited to see how they would respond. Safe to say, round one, you were very impressed with how the young players came out and performed.
Yeah, I was. Some of the at-bats you wish you had back, but Guys are sticking to their game plan a little bit, and the young players are quickly becoming more mature, and you love it. But it's about today now. We're back in a new day, and it's about today.
You'll see Jameson Taillon on the mound today for the Cubs, a guy that pretty familiar with. He's been in the division for a long time when he was with the Pirates, of course, and in another year with the Cubs. What have you seen from him leading into this? He's off to a good start.
He is. I mean, he's a formidable pitcher. He's done well over the years. We've seen him from the beginning with the Pirates when he made his debut, and we've seen him since then many times. He's battled some injuries. He's looked great so far this season. He's tough on righties. He's tough on lefties. Very, very, very capable pitcher. So, again, we'll have our work cut out for us, but we show up and play the pitch. So you're not facing the pitcher. You're facing the ball, and be ready for that pitch.
All right, Murph, good luck today.
Thank you.
Pat Murphy with us here on the On Deck Show, built by Menards. We're back with more after this on the Brewers Radio Network.
At Blaine's Farm and Fleet, we get you outdoors because we get you. When it's time to plant and grow your dream yard, we get you the right products at the right prices. Like all Livingston vegetable and flower seeds, 25% off MSRP, $3 off select